How we doing? No school today or what?
We've off for Thanksgiving break.
Nice.
Coach, three Buccaneers were honored yesterday. All made the semifinalist list. I know you probably didn't coach against Rice and Lynch, but can you just briefly talk about those three guys?
Oh boy, you caught me off guard on that. Yeah, congratulations to those three guys. Three great Bucks for sure. And, you know, what an honor. What an honor for those three guys. So hopefully it works out for them. I hope you can drum up a lot of interest, Ira, with your voting power.
Get your block.
Yeah, Rondé, by the time I coached against him, he was playing primarily nickel. And, you know, he was probably the best nickel in the league when I first got in the league. He was probably the best nickel that we played against. Great against the run and cover like a corner in the slot. So, yeah, all three of those guys, terrific players.
Dirk, it's largely the same offensive cast there with Atlanta. Are there subtle differences when you look at their offense? Do you see now that Sarkisian's running things?
Yeah. I mean, like I told the team today, they have new coordinators on both sides. And even though they're running the same system, just like we talked last week with Miami, every coordinator – If you're the one calling the plays, now sometimes you got a coordinator and the head coach is calling the plays, and I think Coach Quinn did call the defense for part of last year at the end. But yeah, you can definitely see that these coordinators have put their own spin on it, but the talent that they have, you know, still remains the same.
How stunning is it to see Julio Jones with one touchdown at this point?
You know, I don't really look in the stats like that, like how many touchdowns a guy has. I mean, the guy's, you know, one of the top few receivers in the league, and you know, I know firsthand that how good he is. That catch he made on the sideline the other night where he jumped up and how he got his feet in with those two DBs right there. You know, the touchdown thing, that could just be luck. I mean, you just don't know. And I think the way they're using Sanu complements him very well. And you know, on the other side, he's playing really good.
Talk about their talent up front defensively, Dirk, especially with the way Claiborne's playing right now.
Yeah, he's playing good. You know, his motor's running all the time. They have depth. You know, they have depth, and they keep rolling those guys in there. But Claiborne's playing the most. I think in that game the other night, there were 77 snaps they played on defense. I think he played 53 of them, and I think of the ends, the next guy played – like around 20-ish. So, you know, they're going to him, and he's answering the call with how hard he's playing. And, you know, he's got a hot stick right now, so we'll have to shut him down.
Dear Coach, how hard is it from no matter what the team, to have a Monday night across the country, come back, and then a Thanksgiving holiday in between? How hard is that?
Yeah, we have a little altered schedule ourselves tomorrow for Thanksgiving. I'm sure it's tough on the players and the coaches, and so, you know, that's not a fun trip getting back. At you know, they probably got back and you know their airport's over an hour from their facility. I'm sure they're real happy because they got the win, but it's definitely a short turnaround. But like we say every week, the game's Sunday at 1 o'clock, so that's all that really matters is what happens then. But I'm sure no one was happy about the turnaround.
Job of your running backs done in pass protection this year.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, I think we're tops right up there in the league, as good as anybody. Put those guys up against anybody in pass pro.
Doug Martin's pretty good at that.
Doug, Chuck, Quiz, Peyton improving.
You guys had obviously trouble on, you were great on first and second down last week, and not so good on third and long, which is odd for most teams, but not getting the quarterback. Would you like to see Mike Smith bring more pressure in those situations and himself a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a catch 22. I mean, you know, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. And, you know, we definitely got on a bad streak in the second half where, you know, we were playing zone and he had too much time. So any play caller in the league, when you have the benefit of time and videotape or digital tape, whatever it is now, you always second guess yourself, and I promise you no one second guesses more, even though you guys think you second guess more. The play caller himself second guesses himself the most. So I try not to add to that because I know how hard it is. And again, I I think Smitty's calling it the same way he called it last year, where we were first in the league in third down. So we have to do better. We recognize that, and that's all of us, players and coaches alike.
Doug, how would you evaluate your safety play so far this year?
How would I evaluate it? Well, we're playing a three-man rotation, and it's tough to play a three-man rotation. I know the guys that are rotating aren't happy about that. And then we've got a fourth guy in Keith Tandy, who I'm sure is the unhappiest of them all because he's not playing at all on defense, very little. And he was playing really good for us at the end of the year. So, I know all those guys care about it because they all come in my office and tell me how much they want to be the man, and that's the first step. But, we'd love for the play to separate. You know, I think there's good football is easily recognized by everybody, and especially by the guys coaching them. So we're not disappointed in their play. We thought going into the year that we were going to be much deeper at safety, and we are. But I don't think we're playing perfect at any position.
Coach, there'll be a lot of fans and just people across the Bay Area tomorrow, Thanksgiving, talking about the Jameis Winston investigation. Is there anything that you'd want them to know or consider while they talk about it?
No, because I can't talk about it. I mean, that is in the hands of the NFL right now, and we're cooperating with that investigation to whatever extent that is. I don't even know, but there's just nothing I can say about it right now. It's got to run its course, and when it does, we'll have more to say at that time.
Can you say when you first learned of it?
I learned when we were on the field, coming off the field on Friday. I think Greg might have asked me about it in the press conference. That's when I learned about it.
You like the way the team, Dirk, has handled this in terms of not allowing it to be a distraction?
Well, so far, so good. So far, so good. That's all I can really say about that.
Did Jameis come to you? I mean, I know, like, during the warm-ups, rather than, being somewhere in the locker room hiding, I mean, he was out there 50-yard line. Taking part in the warm, he wasn't physically taking part in the warm-ups, but I mean, did he come to you and just say, I want to still be out there with my teammates, or did that conversation not even need to be had?
No, we didn't have that conversation.
Dirk, I know you can't go into too much detail, but when you did get the medical report on Jameis on Monday, are they detecting improvement? Is the swelling in that, or the inflammation in that shoulder starting
yes.
to go down?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's improving. Improving in his strength, and it's improving.
We're going to get an injury report and everything today, and Vernon Hargreaves wasn't out there practicing again this week, but is he making progress in that department?
Yes, he is. Yep.
Dirk, I know it's hard anytime you have to cut a player. You talk Friday about the benefits of adding Freddie Martino to the roster.
How many tackles did he have?
I thought he had one.
Oh, I still think he had two.
But yeah. I'm not going to go there.
Contact the league and see if you can get a stat sheet.
You guys have stat fixes like every week. McCoy picked up a sack.
Yeah.
A lot of success there, yeah.
What I was going to ask is just Reedy got picked up by the Patriots. I just want to ask you, I know you always run the risk of losing somebody, but just were you surprised by that? Was he somebody you had hoped to get back on practice squad?
Yeah, well, that when you let a player go, that becomes his option. That's in the collective bargaining agreement that that becomes his option, and he exercised that option, and we can't you can't feel bad about that. I feel good about the terms that we left Bernard on, and I know what kind of opportunity we gave him, and if he feels like he's got a better opportunity somewhere else, that's his option, and we would wish him the best.
Coach, with the safety rotation, Justin Evans, at least for a big bunch of weeks, has gotten the most snaps. Is it fair to say that he's played the best then?
It's fair to say that he's getting the most reps.
What do you like so much about him? I mean, I know what we like, what we see out there, but what about
him? Well, what do you like about him?
Well, I think he's got great length. I think he's got great athleticism. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm watching an outfielder out there, the way he's diving for balls. I like the fact that he had an interception there going up against Tom Brady. But I'm not the expert you are.
I'll just go with that answer. That's a good one. I like that answer.
You know what, Picks, as well, even though they had given up some big plays there on that drive, that opening drive, short memory as well, getting that interception in the end zone?
I agree. I think he's doing a good job in those areas.
What do you say? Is it normal for a rookie thruster in that kind of role that you're going to have big plays and big misses and highs and lows like that?
Yeah, I'd say that's fairly normal. There's a handful, I think probably about six rookie safeties. There's several several in the league, and I think I've mentioned before that he was one of those guys in a group, and we've played some of those other guys so far this year. I think we've played at least three other ones that are starting rookies as safeties this year, and I think that is probably pretty much the general expectation that there's going to be some highs and lows, a learning curve at that position. You know, in college, all these guys play quarters coverage every down because of spread, and now there's just a lot more to learn. And the fact that when they fit the run, they're running into grown men.
Why is the box safety disappearing? And as such, was there still a big need for T.J. Ward when you got him?
Well, I don't think, as I said many times, I don't think you can ever have too many good football players, and I don't think the role of the box safety is disappearing. We're a little bit more of a quarters-based defense, so we ask our safeties to do both.
A lot more three wide receiver, multiple wide receiver type things?
Or? Well, when you're in three receivers, you're almost always in sub-defense, in nickel defense, so normally your nickel on one side and your box safety, if you will, on the other side are still playing like linebackers if you're a single high coverage team.
Dirk, what's your memories of the Georgia Dome and what have you heard about the atmosphere in the new building?
Yeah, I've heard it's awesome. I'm anxious to see it. I always thought the Georgia Dome was dark and had bad acoustics, but I couldn't hear a word anybody said in there. But, any of these dome stadiums give those teams a huge home field advantage just because the noise has nowhere to go. They're loud.
Noise aside, is it kind of, for players, maybe even coaches, you have to get used to that building? Is there enough, do you do a little extra time in there to sight lines and sun?
Well, we try to always get our guys when we're going to Nui. We did it last week in Miami. We try to get our guys to go out. They all have their own routines, but Coach Munkin is great about getting the quarterbacks, receivers, Coach Munkin and Coach Bajaki, and getting those guys out there to check those. Same with Carlos Polk, with our return guys to check those sidelines because they are a little bit different. That was kind of a weird feel to that stadium. That's the first time we played there since they finished that roof or whatever that's called.
Yeah, your sideline was in direct sun.
Yeah.
Like a baseball infield almost.
Yeah, it was hot that first half. I had my sunscreen on.
That's good. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Coach, important question. Stuffing or dressing? What do you call it?
Both. I like both.